This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know who Gerald Penix is, but he writes a powerful story about adopting a child in his family. My wife and I waited 15 years for a child, but the child never came. However, we were approached one day with the lead of a not yet born infant. I remember standing in front of the judge on our day of adoption. The judge pointed his finger at me and said, "Is anyone coercing you to adopt this little boy?" After we had assured him that that was not the case, that we were doing it of our free will and out of love for him, the judge made this statement: "From now on, he is your son. He may disappoint you, he may grieve you, but he is your son. Eventually, everything you own will one day be his, and he will bear your name. And he will bear your name." Then he looked to the clerk and gave this order: "Order a change in the child's birth certificate, and may it reflect that these are the parents of this child." I think you know where I'm going with that. Something far greater than that happened when you became a Christian. And when you said Jesus is Lord, you became a child of God. And that's not a small thing. We are a child of God in the sense that we're created, and everybody's a child of God in that sense. But spiritually, we are adopted into the family of God, and that's what Paul said. You are adopted. And I have a notion that the people back then in Ephesus had a greater appreciation and understanding for that term than we do. They had a greater appreciation for what was described in the terms of adoption. One Christmas, I shared this on a Christmas Eve service, even though it has greater implication than just a Christmas illustration. During the First World War, the King and Queen of England, one particular Christmas, sent Christmas cards to all the soldiers in the army. What a deal back in World War I to send a Christmas card to every soldier serving England in World War I. There was one particular British soldier who had no friends, no relatives, absolutely no one connected to him that Christmas. No gifts, no Christmas cards. Can you imagine how depressing that would be to be in the military and not get one thing or one card from anybody? He had no family. But he got this Christmas card, this printed card, pre-printed card from the King and Queen of England, and he told a fellow soldier that even if no one else remembers me, my king and queen do. Even if no one else remembers me, my king and queen do. Let me tell you, something far greater than that has happened to you. Even if no one else in this world acknowledges you as a human being, you have been chosen before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. You have been predestined that you would be adopted as a son or daughter through Christ. And you have been chosen. Even if no one acknowledges your existence, I've got news for you. You have been chosen. You have been adopted. You have been redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And you're forgiven. And you are forgiven. You live with people in your family, the most important four words in their life: chosen, adopted, redeemed, and forgiven. Nothing more important. Nothing in there, those four words, has anything to do with degrees from a college or university. Nothing to do with bank accounts, nothing to do with investments, nothing to do with your resume. It has everything to do with a relationship to your Heavenly Father. It's all about relationship. It's with our heart that we believe, but it's with our mouth, Paul said in Romans, that we confess. Three words: Jesus is Lord.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.